Our family.
Hello and welcome to Our Family, the series of podcasts about our patients and members of staff. Today's podcast featuring Nicola Manash and Alex Reed, our patients. Alex and Nicola have started their fertility journey with HSFC in December 2019. In March 2020, they were about to start their IVF cycle. Their embryos were tested for chromosomal abnormalities and four of them came back as normal. Dr. Venka then advised Nicola to be tested for various immunological factors. Unfortunately, COVID-19 and the lockdown put a temporary stop to their treatment. We caught up with Alex and Nicola in a short interview.
Well, we've just spoken to Dr. Venkat from the Harley Street Fertility Clinic. Nikki's upset because it's good news and bad news. Nicola has the natural killer cells, which is stopping baby reed from forming. And we understand that it doesn't matter how healthy Nicola had been from when she was born, you could live an angelic life. You could still have these cells because of pollution, environment, certain drugs in foods. Certain things can create inflammation, which creates these killer cells, which kills baby reed. But we're good because we have the help of Harley Street Fertility Clinic, who's done these tests. They were sent to Chicago, yeah? They came back, and we now know she's going to have an intravenous drip, which is going to help stop this inflammation and stop these killer cells from killing baby reed. The trouble with that is it suppresses your immune system, and we're in something called COVID lockdown. We are suggesting, like, Nicola, not maybe living with Nicola for a bit. The thing is, we both run a boot camp. And
we mix with lots of people. And Dr. Venkat has said that I can't really be mixing. But then you asked the question about me being able to still go outside, but not be within a close proximity to someone. So there is the potential that I can buy a visor
What I was saying is
being afar.
If Nikki's locked up inside, she's going to go crazy. And one of the things
I'm okay with that, I
we'll
can deal
agree with
it.
With those is your mindset. Know. If you're getting stressed,
I'll be okay.
You're creating stress to baby Reed. So
in a nutshell, where there's a big question mark on whether I move in with my dad.
But the other thing that you were annoyed of more than anything was the fact
You're going to have to stay in Aldershot.
Not any of this is the fact that we can't actually have this test at the moment because the National Health Service, I don't know who, some governing body has said they're not allowing this immune suppressive treatment at the moment because of COVID. So we're like, bummer. I'm like, look, we're going to have baby Reed regardless. It's just another hurdle. Nikki's extremely upset. So we are on a waiting game now.
Yeah.
And that's basically it, guys.
At the minute, nothing more to say.
But I'm positive. Nikki is actually positive, but obviously she's upset. I'm the optimist.
But I've got...
We've got baby Lola.
Little Lola, keeping me happy.
Yeah, give us a kiss. So baby Reed is coming to a station near you. Tune in next time, folks.
The situation adds more stress to the couple that have gone through a few miscarriages already and were eagerly awaiting their fertility journey to resume. As Alex said, this is just another hurdle on their fertility journey to have their precious baby. However, we can only agree with Alex. Baby Reed is coming. Stay tuned. This is the end of today's podcast featuring Nicola Manash and Alex Reed, our patients. We'll keep you informed all the way through their journey with Harley Street Fertility Clinic. A podcast by Delia Cole.
Our family.